This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. The New York Rangers and the LA Kings are currently in the process of determining who will get to parade around the U.S., Canada, and various other venues with the Stanley Cup for the next couple of months. Joining me to assess that competition is that singular scribe of slap shots and stick saves, Helene Elliott of the LA Times. Helene, the Kings won Game 1 on Wednesday evening. How important is breaking on top in this series?
Well, it really hasn't meant a whole lot for the Kings. They just seem to wait for Game 7 to pull their magic. They became the first team to win 3 7-game series to reach the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, it started out with them falling behind 3-0 to San Jose in the first round, which feels like years ago. Then they were behind in the second round to the Ducks, 3-2, and they ended up winning that. In Game 7 in Chicago, they had 3 different deficits that they had to overcome before they won that one in overtime. And in Game 1 against the Rangers, they were down by 2-0 almost before most of the crowd sat down at Staples Center. So these guys have been really resilient. It's just been a remarkable thing to see.
In getting to the finals, the Rangers haven't needed very many goals. Is sensational an adequate adjective for the way their goalkeeper, Henrik Lundqvist, has been playing?
Absolutely. They don't call him the king for nothing. I mean, this guy really is a tremendous goaltender who's meant an awful lot to them. And it's remarkable, really, that this is only the first time he's played in the Stanley Cup final. He's just so excellent. You would think that he has a couple of Stanley Cup championships on his resume, but this is his first time in the finals.
Okay, we've reached prognostication time. I don't know if you can put aside what's bound to be an obvious West Coast bias and give us a clear-eyed prediction.
Hey, West Coast bias. not to brag, but I did call the Kings' wins exactly in each of the first 3 rounds. And for the Stanley Cup final, I called Kings in 6. So I'm going to stick with that.
Well, give the Rangers fans something to feel good about at this point, or something to at least be hopeful about.
Well, they have a great goaltender, and their speed has actually been a great weapon for them all through the playoffs, particularly the speed on their wings. That's given opposing defenses a lot of problems, and it certainly is giving the Kings problems as well. But I just think the Kings are deeper, they're more experienced, and just that comeback ability is something you can't teach.
Helene Elliott writes about the NHL for the LA Times. Thank you, Helene. A pleasure as always.
Thank you.